This is Phil Nee saying happy trails until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. And the news this hour is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It is 37 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The demolition of the entire east wing of the White House is expected to be complete by this weekend. The president making his way for his new ballroom. The cost, about $300 million, $100 million more than the original estimate.
Critics say Trump is tearing down history. Built in 1902, the east wing houses the First Lady's offices and serves as the public visitor's entrance. Former First Lady Hillary Clinton dismayed, posting, "It's not his house, it's your house, and he's destroying it."
ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House. This is day 23 of the government shutdown. Lawmakers no closer to a deal that would reopen it. Another strike on what the White House says is a drug smuggling boat off the coast of South America, this time in the Eastern Pacific. For the first time in more than 500 years, the King of England and the head of the Catholic Church prayed together today at Rome. Charles and Camilla there for a show of unity with Pope Leo. This is ABC News. Vice President J.D. Vance has criticized Israel's parliament vote on West Bank annexation, saying the move is an insult and a political stunt. Vance leaving Israel, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is headed there. The head of the NFL says he's standing by Bad Bunny as the Super Bowl halftime entertainment. Here's ABC's Lara Spencer.
Commissioner Roger Goodell making it clear that the league is not reconsidering their choice amid recent backlash amongst conservative critics online.
He's one of the leading and most popular entertainers in the world. It's carefully thought through. I would say that I'm not sure we've ever selected an artist where we didn't have some blowback or criticism.
The halftime announcement last month, coming weeks after the rapper gave an interview critical of the federal immigration enforcement tactics by the Trump administration.
Critics say they're planning their own halftime show with performers like Kid Rock and Lee Greenwood. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you looking for the perfect Friday night fish dinner? The Phoenix Center and Richland Center has you covered. Every Friday, starting at 4 p.m., they serve up delicious deep-fried or baked fish, dine-in, or take it to go. Open every day at 11 a.m., the Phoenix Center is still your local favorite for food, fun, and family time. From mouth-watering pizza to a night of bowling, it's the go-to destination for good times and great meals. Call 649-7469 to order from the Phoenix Center.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 51 and partly sunny. Tonight, 27 with a freeze likely. Sunny and pleasant with light winds Friday and 54. Saturday, 56, a nice fall day with a mix of sun and clouds. And maybe 60 by Sunday. Right now, east to northeast winds at 5 miles per hour. We're up after a low of 30. On the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 37 degrees. If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
Searching for affordable, reliable housing? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help you find a safe and stable place, whether you're renting, buying, or somewhere in between. They connect individuals and families with quality housing options that fit their budget and lifestyle. Because everyone deserves a place to feel at home. Call 608-647-4949 or visit us online to start your housing journey today.
Renting your place? Then it's time to protect your space. With renter's insurance from Julie Karen State Farm, you can cover what matters most: your furniture, electronics, clothing, and more. And for a price that's surprisingly affordable. Whether it's a small apartment, a college rental, or your first home away from home, we make it simple. Plus, you'll get the remarkable local service you can always count on. Call or text Julie Karen State Farm today or start your quote at juliekarens.com. Renter's insurance that protects your things and brings you peace of mind. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. On our morning show today from WRCO Radio, we're going to talk about a special event coming up on Halloween at the AD German Warehouse. This is going to be a fun thing to talk about. Derek Kalish is here, who's an event organizer, and Ashley Mott, who is the secretary of the board, for some of the upcoming events going on at the warehouse. We're excited to hear about this. Derek, tell us a little bit about what's going on the 31st.
All right. Well, we have a great event planned and lined up. So the event title is Graveyard, or if you put a G in front of that, you get Graveyard. So that name should give the illusion that it's for a Halloween event. So we are having an event on Halloween. So Friday, October 31st is Halloween. We are going to have a rave at the warehouse. So simple explanation is a rave at the warehouse. It's going to be from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Friday the 31st, so Halloween. It'll be on the first floor of the AD German Warehouse. For those of you that don't know where that is, it's 300 South Church Street in Richland Center. It's a really big brick, cool warehouse building. You can't miss it. It's a $25 cover. The event's open to those that are 21 and older. And we can talk more about details if you want to talk about rave, because if we say the word rave, there's different things that can be construed with the word rave. So
right, this is a wholesome event, it sounds like, and fun for all ages, 21 and over, right?
That's correct. So one of the really cool details with this is we're going to have a DJ there. DJ Requiem will be there to provide 5 hours of all vinyl, tech house, and clubhouse set music. So this would be comparable to, that's a type of music. So a rave typically has a type of music, and without going into those details, I'm just going to generally say like a club music. So we've never done this at the warehouse before. This is new. Later on in the show, I'll go over, well, what does a rave have to do with the warehouse? Because there are actually some really cool connections with that that you may not know. But the point of this event is an opportunity for those 21 and older to kind of create their own alter ego and come to this event by donning fine masquerade attire or expressive fashion. So expressive is defined in many different ways, but I'm talking about velvet suits, theater masks, you know, like you see like the Phantom of the Opera type masks, bright colors, bow ties, colorful, that form of self-expression. That was one of the rave elements that I'll go over here in a second, but formal dress is not required. But if you want to show up in a velvet suit, that's probably what I will do with a cool mask. So the 1921 Lounge will also be open during this time, offering their usual fare and a few signature cocktail drinks, both alcoholic and non-alcoholic. So this is this environment's actually going to be a really cool thing that's high energy, high sensory, fast-paced music, like I said, the tech house and the clubhouse music, a very communal event, you know, where you focus on dancing and self-expression. So again, this is not a huge party scene, but we're focusing on the music, everyone coming together to have a really good time. We'll have some mood lighting, some lasers, of course, gotta have a fog machine here and there, and things like that. So the elements of the rave culture that we're hoping to incorporate into this is to create that fun, exciting, euphoric escape that fosters that strong sense of community, unity, and respect. So a really cool rave event. And so raves were popular, you know, the 90s, 2000s, they kind of started to fizzle out. But this is something new for the warehouse. We haven't done this event before. We've done many, many, many events there, but we've never had a rave there. So we're going to try this and see how it works. I think it does offer the opportunity for those that are 21 and older to go to an event that may be held at a bigger city that has a bigger population. So, you know, we don't define ourselves by our population. We can do great things regardless of what that is. So we're going to give this a go.
Well said. I love the title, Ashley. Did you guys come up with that? Is that original?
Yep. So the committee came up with that and they did a great job doing it. The committee has, they've really kind of worked together to try to make an event that can capture all age groups. So, you know, 21 and over, a lot of the events that are held on Halloween night that are similar to this event are all held in bigger cities like Madison, Milwaukee, at La Crosse, things like that. So, you know, people that want to go to those events have to drive hours away to do it. So what we're trying to do is bring events like that in bigger cities to our community as something different to provide for people. So, you know, anything that people will go to as you're 21, you can come and do it here on that night instead of going all the way to Madison and Milwaukee to do that. And so we're trying to encompass different age groups and age ranges into this event because it is the replacement for the haunted warehouse that we've done previously. So this is our replacement fundraiser for Halloween this year.
People know where the lounge is. Yep. Is it going to take place kind of in the same general area then, the first floor?
Correct. So the lounge is still going to be open, and then we'll have a dance floor with the DJ set up. We'll have lighting that's going to be set up as well, which is going to be really, really neat to see. And there's going to be different areas that people can sit if they don't want to be next to dancing or dancing. The lounge is going to be open for people to sit and have a great time.
It's a great time to be someone you're not, right?
Correct.
Kind of just go as your alter ego, right?
Yep, yeah. So I think when we had talked to the committee, it's kind of fun not to know who people are because they're wearing masks on that night. Halloween is a very eerie, spiritual day in itself. So it's, you know, kind of using the elements of Halloween as well to kind of, you know, be mysterious in some aspects.
Sure. Will there be trick-or-treating that night as well? Can people stop there for that?
There will be. So the warehouse will be open as a trick-or-treat stop during the normal trick-or-treating hours for the city that night. So I think it goes until 7. So we will be there. Someone from the warehouse will be there to hand out treats on the Church Street entrance there. And then the rave will start at 8 o'clock right after that. So
indeed. So if you haven't been to the warehouse, and you know, this is a great excuse to go and then see what it's all about, right?
Yep.
On the 31st.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's just another cool way to use that building. As I think back about all the different events we've done there, we have had events that have never been held before in the community, and just things that are different. And I think that's the beauty of a building like this, is that it can just constantly reinvent itself, right? The space can reinvent itself, just like the Conservancy and even the predecessors have tried to reuse that building. So this building is like I envision this as like a living organism, right? It's always changing, it's always growing. And this is just another one of those cool things that we're going to try there. You know, it may work, it may not work. I don't know, but we don't know if we don't try. So we need to try to just see how it goes.
Indeed. And people can stop by, what are the hours again? You can just kind of stop by whenever you can, right?
Yeah, 8 a.m. to 1. The event will go from 8 a.m. to 1. You can buy your ticket at the door. So again, the $25 cover. Or you can buy them on Eventbrite. So you can Google Eventbrite, find that warehouse. It's very easy to find, and you can purchase your ticket there.
Ashley, you said this is a fundraiser, so it's a pretty important night for you, isn't it?
Yes. So, you know, we do a lot of fundraisers throughout the year, and we wanted to make sure that we had one for Halloween night, because it is different. And again, this all the fundraising would go to the Conservancy for the restoration of the building. So yes, it is a fundraiser that would be used towards that. All the people that will be working that night are volunteers. So we'll have people that are going to be checking people in. We'll have bartenders, and then we'll have our DJ and things like that. So all the profits will strictly go to the warehouse.
What's the next big project, or is there one? Have you got something earmarked for what you'd like to improve or change?
I know that they have a lot of different projects that they're going to work on. I don't know anything off the top of my head as far as a huge project. I know that they're going to be working on getting new lighting in there, getting new windows and doors for the first floor, because those haven't been replaced yet, and getting some more tuck pointing into the warehouse itself. But mostly overall, we'd be using it for those particular projects.
So cool to have it open again, because, you know, for so long we all see people standing outside just looking in the window, like trying to see what's going on. Now that you're open more, you're probably finding that people coming from all over, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Now that we're open. So we're open every single Friday. So the lounge is open every Friday from 3:30 to 9. We have alcoholic beverages and alcoholic beverages there. We also have live music every now and then. And so we have a lot more people coming through. Our tours are done for this season, but we can still do tours some Fridays if we have a docent, which is really helpful, because a lot of the people that come in, see it open, they want a tour. So if we have a docent there, then people can have tours as well, which is really, really helpful. And then we also have events that come up every couple months. Like, we have another one coming up, which is our holiday sale, our holiday pop-up sale, which is December 6th. And so it's essentially a huge vendor fair where everybody can have gifts for Christmas that they're going to be selling, whether that be cookie kits or mittens or different crafts for Christmas gifts, essentially. So it's like a one-stop shop to get Christmas gifts on that day, and it's December 6th. And I think it's from 8 o'clock to 2.
That's
so
awesome.
Yep.
Thinking outside the box a little bit sometimes with some of these events, aren't you?
Yes. So we've done a bunch of different events and tried to like make sure that we can have different events, because it's such a unique space that we can utilize it for different events, which is really, really nice. So we have holiday sales, we have vintage sales, we have the events like we were going to have on Halloween, we have lounge, and then we have art classes on the third floor. So,
yeah, if money were no object, what would you like to see happen to the warehouse or with the warehouse?
That's a good question. I mean, I both know Derek and I, our wheels are turning right now. I think every single floor we would like to be utilized and to be able to have it for the community as a functional purpose and bringing people in and bringing the community together. I would personally like to see they had plans for a rooftop bar where you can see the beautiful hills of Richland Center and just be able to have people experience that driftless view that you get. We get it every single day living here, but people that are coming in don't get to see that. And having a place like that to convene and sit down and watch the beauty of it would just be really, really nice.
I'd be willing to bet a lot of people have not been on that roof, though. I'm sure the view is just amazing.
It is. It's really, really pretty.
Yeah. It's the best view in town. The best view in town. I think it's there's nothing like it. I mean, the hills, especially now with the fall colors, mm-hmm. are absolutely amazing. And it's just a really cool, again, it's a rooftop space, and there's not many rooftop spaces that you have like that in the community. Again, you're in a Frank Lloyd Wright building. Mm-hmm. You're in the only warehouse designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, the only building in his hometown. So there's lots of other things there too, which I've said many times on things like this before, but it's huge. It's my goals are very similar to Ashley's in the fact that everything she said times five, plus also just having the building completed and serving as that economic development driver for the community, serving as that building that could house services or functions that give back to the community. I've said that before as well with this project, is one of the goals is that whatever happens in there is not just a simple like landlord-tenant situation, that it really is something that gives back to the community, because I firmly believe this building is part of this, the community's fabric and really should be interwoven into various community functions. So that would be my biggest thing, is that the building would give back, which would mean it's completed. There's a working elevator that can take you up mm-hmm. and down. And then it's just, we can focus on then, or the group can focus on programming and services instead of the constant chase for funding, which is always going to be, that's what these projects are. It is what it is. But just having the building done, the project completed, and then putting, finally saying, yes, the group was successful. The project is done. The warehouse is not this big brick eyesore in the middle of town. And it's never been that, but just to get there, to get to that point where we can have that happen would be great.
Indeed. And you've had you've had class reunions at the mm-hmm. lounge on Friday night.
Yeah, we've had birthday parties. We've had bridal showers, baby showers, class reunions. We've had a bunch of different things within the warehouse because we are starting to rent the warehouse out on the first floor, which is it's just extremely nice to see, because you're utilizing the building that we've all worked so hard to get to. We have heat on the first floor, and we have electricity to provide that. We have working bathrooms, which we're still working on, but we have water in that building for a working bathroom, which we hadn't had in the last couple of years. That's mm-hmm. new this year, which is amazing to see. They've done a lot of work with it, but to be able to provide that as an option for an event space is really nice to see. So, and it also helps us raise money for more restoration projects, such as maybe getting a second bathroom that works, mm-hmm. or a sink in the bar area, stuff like that. So
if someone is listening and they have an idea, or they'd like to maybe find out a little bit more or book it, what's the best way to get a hold of you, Ashley?
They can either go to our Facebook and send us a message, or they can email us. Both of that is on our website as well as our Facebook. So they can send a message to request inquiries, and we do also have a calendar that they can look to see if a day is available as well.
Well, it's such an important thing for our community, because I still talk to people all the time. They're like, I didn't realize Frank Lloyd Wright was born in Richland Center, because there's erroneous things online that he was born in Chicago or wherever, or Spring Green. So it's important to have it open, isn't it, Derry?
It is. So people ask me this, or this question has been posed to me a few different times. Well, why are you doing a rave? Like, why a rave? Yeah. And my first response is, well, why not? Because we can, and it's a really cool thing to do. It's a different event, but there are a couple different ties to raves in the warehouse, which are kind of fun. So one, warehouses were commonly used for raves back in their heyday, right? So you had them in the basement of an abandoned building, large open fields, but this kind of gritty industrial warehouse space was perfect for these kinds of events. So it just kind of, the ADGWC happens to have a warehouse, right? So we happen to have a warehouse for us to use. So, okay, we're going to use it because we have a warehouse. So there's that. Interestingly enough, Frank Lloyd Wright and Olga Vanna actually very much so liked Halloween, one of their favorite holidays. And they actually had Halloween parties with the costumes, feasting, grand marches, prizes, and just, adult revelry at their home. So in Wisconsin and in Arizona. So, okay, well, Frank Lloyd Wright may have likely had a rave at the warehouse maybe at some point, or an 1830s version of that, what have you. So that's kind of cool. So we're kind of doing things that seem to fit how the architect of the building would have done as well. So that's kind of cool. And like I said before, we wanted to try something new. So the haunted house was very successful, and we didn't stop doing it because it wasn't successful, because it was, but it was time for a change, right? And change is good. change is needed. It should be welcomed. And, you know, it's like I said before, fits into the idea of the building reinventing itself for various different uses. In my opinion, that's the beauty of this building. Ashley and I kind of alluded to that from what the Conservancy is doing with it for fundraising efforts. But, you know, outside of the architectural beauty, of course, which we all know, that is what that building's for. And I think a testament to the manner in which the building can be used to enhance the community in various ways, which Ashley has already demonstrated by just that space being open. So for a birthday party, the building's now available to create family memories. You know, memories last a very long time, obviously. So I think it's just a testament to how that building can function within the community. And then who can say they attended a rave in a Frank Lloyd Wright building in his hometown? There's not many that can say that.
Right.
So I'm very passionate about this part. And I've said this before, so it's maybe perhaps needless for me to say again, but I'm going to say it. We do have a national treasure sitting in our backyard. Okay, we've heard this before, but let me repeat that. The Frank Lloyd Wright warehouse is a treasure that's sitting in our backyard on Church Street, in case you need the address, okay? So believe it or not, that's the truth, and that truth is known far and wide, and people come to us from all over parts of the world to validate that truth for us. So that's the other kind of cool thing, is you don't get to say, yeah, I went to a rave in a Frank Lloyd Wright building. So let me just kind of go back to the rave idea. This is why this is going to be not a crazy party where stuff gets destroyed or anything like that. It's not those negative connotations of a rave that sometimes you find when you Google the word rave. Not all the time, but you can find some of that stuff. And then, as Ashley said, this event is a fundraiser. This project's not going to ever not fundraise. Hopefully it doesn't have to fundraise to the extent that the group is doing now, but you're always going to have to do that. Proceeds are funneled back into the restoration efforts of the project itself. As Ashley noted, the ADGWC is a volunteer-based 501c3 organization charged with the mission to preserve, restore, and protect the iconic structure known as the AD German Warehouse. I've said that 2 million times, which is why it just rolls off my tongue. I tried to say it a little slower this time, so I do talk fast, but that's why the group does what they do, and that's why the volunteers do what they do, is because we firmly believe in the success of this project and its importance and validity in our community.
Maybe Frank Lloyd Wright will show up at the rave. You never
maybe
know.
So. You never maybe know. So.
Or someone adorned like him.
Maybe that would be cool. I mean, hey, make an appearance, bud. That's fine.
That would be fine. So. Anything else either of you would like to add about it today?
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good. I think... just to make sure you mark your calendars for October 31st, and hopefully we'll see you there, maybe. Yeah.
And if you haven't checked out the lounge, you should. Yeah. It's a really cool, it's really kind of fun and a little magical, well, a lot magical to be there for those of us that have worked with the mm-hmm. project, but it's just a really cool warehouse space to be in on a Friday night, and to see it lit up at night. Mm-hmm. It warms my heart, which sounds maybe cliche and silly, but to see especially the top floor lit up with the light coming through all the cracks in the not the bad cracks, the design cracks in the freeze is actually really cool. So if you haven't gone, you really should, because it's a really cool space.
Yep. And awesome. A nice patio that is now outside between the two buildings, so you can sit and relax mm-hmm. out there if the weather is nice. So they've done a really, really good job doing it. So yeah. Check it out.
We hope people will visit on Friday nights, and especially on Friday night, the 31st yes. of October. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for your time.
Good luck to you. Derek Kalish and Ashley Mont joining us here on WRCO's Morning Show.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
At Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, they're more than a company, they're part of the community. Their team includes coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMTs. Neighbors helping neighbors. Now, Rockwell wants to connect with local nonprofit and 501c3 groups for volunteer and donation opportunities. If your organization would like to partner, call 647-9400. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Get ready to go on a giant adventure. Kickapoo High School presents James and the Giant Peach, the musical. A heartwarming story filled with laughter, music, and a few friendly bugs along the way. Performances are Thursday, November 6th and Friday, November 7th at 7 p.m., plus a Saturday matinee, November 8th at 2 p.m. Tickets are just $10 for adults and $5 for students and seniors. Available at the Kickapoo High School office or at the door.
Right before your eyes.
Join James as he rolls into an adventure at the Kickapoo High School Auditorium in Viola. Don't miss James and the Giant Peach, the musical.
Hi, this is Bobby G. Rice, and I'm going to be appearing in Richland Center, Wisconsin, my home area, Saturday at the Richland Center Auditorium. Showtime is at 2 o'clock. I'd like to invite all my friends. We're looking to have a great time.
Bobby G. Rice returns to Richland Center Saturday singing all of his hits.
You are my special angel. Frida comes, Frida goes. Why don't you write me a letter?
Write me, write me.
The sooner the better.
Tickets available through Eventbrite. They will be available at the door. Doors open at 1 o'clock, showtime at 2 at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
You were mine for just a while.
Bobby G. Rice in Richland Center Saturday. Don't miss it.
Always up early. Always getting the job done. Always working as hard as you can. Always pushing for more. Because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn. Featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand. Never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Thanks for joining us for the morning show today on WRCO. We switch gears. We have Chief Billy Jones from the City of Richland Center in here to talk about the upcoming National Drug Take-Back Day. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Not bad. Thanks for responding.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you got the call today. we just said something about Henry Bray, and you just showed right up.
Well, so. Yeah, that character, you got to keep an eye on.
So seriously, this is a big day for not only Richland Center, but it happens all around. But why do you feel it's important?
Yeah, nationwide, Drug Take Back Day is just a really good program that I think has just continued to grow in our community. And it's a good way to get medications out of your home that are no longer needed. Because unfortunately, we do live in a time that sometimes those medications fall into wrong hands, accidentally, on purpose, whatever it might be. And then we have tragic events happen. So get those unused, unneeded medications out of your house, bring them down to the police department on Saturday, and we will dispose of them for you.
Important to get them off the streets. In fact, the over-the-counter stuff, some of the, you know, the prescriptions, those are more maybe abused than some of the illicit stuff. Right?
Absolutely. And that's usually where we see a lot of individuals, unfortunately, start an addiction is from a prescribed medication at some point in time, whether it's an injured back or a surgery or something. And it can easily happen. You know, it's no fault of theirs. It's no fault of anybody's. It's just a very, very powerful a drug sometimes that just takes over people's lives.
You have the regular boxes that people, and I think sometimes people forget that they can actually drop them off at any time.
Yeah, any time that the businesses are open. We have four in Richland County. We have them at the Center Pharmacy, the municipal building down at City Hall on Main Street there, at the Sheriff's Department, and then also at the Viola Library. Yep.
So people can do that, and then but I think it brings out, people kind of get motivated when they hear this announcement, hopefully.
I right? think so. I think it kind of just reminds people that, and we do it twice a year, and it's nationwide, and usually October and I want to say April, but I don't quote me on that.
So what happens when people bring them in then? What is the next step for you guys?
Yeah, so when people bring them in, we box them up, and then the Monday following, Monday after the drug take back day, Detective Pilla from the police department usually takes them to a general drop spot in Wisconsin where they load them up on a semi, and then they take them off and they incinerate them, and they dispose of them properly.
Does it surprise you, or has it surprised you, the amount, the volume of stuff that's been turned in?
Not anymore.
Really?
Yeah, not anymore. We get a lot. We actually, I think, get more from the drop boxes now. I think more people are really, you know, as that information has gotten out there and people are coming more accustomed to it, we go around and we collect those as well from the drop boxes, and we take them at the same time to our to the disposal sites. But it's usually a couple hundred pounds out of both, out of the drop boxes and what we receive the day of drug take back. And there for a while, the weights just kept increasing and increasing and increasing. And it just became, it now it's like, okay, we got 400 pounds to take this week. That's normal now. Cause there are a lot of medications out there. And unfortunately, you know, I mean, in today's world, it's kind of a waste, you know, but a lot of people see it, but you also can't reuse that stuff. And we understand that too.
It'd be nice if you could come in and you know, cash them in.
Yeah.
Because you know, a lot of them cost a little bit of money.
Absolutely. It's expensive stuff. Yeah.
So, but that's not the case. The important thing is to get rid of them. And people, it's important to keep them out of the water systems and the sewers and things like that, too.
Out of the ground. Yep. Keep them out of the landfills, because all that stuff filters back into our drinking water, and it comes back around. And who knows what kind of effects down the road that could cause people's health. So yes, please let's keep them out of don't flush them, you know, don't throw them in the garbage without being neutralized or anything like that. It's just easier, drop them in the drop box when you come to town. If you live outside of town, if you come to town to do your Walmart shopping once a month or whatever you do, you know, swing by one of the four boxes and drop them off. They're there for you.
Could you go over what is accepted, what typically is, and then also maybe what some things that are not accepted at the drug take-back?
Absolutely. So any prescription over the counter medication, that includes, you know, capsules, inhalers, creams, non aerosol sprays, ointments, patches. If you have the pain patches or the sickness patches. Any sort of vials or of liquid that are in their original container, we can take those. And then if we'll even take vapes, vape cartridges, but we ask that you remove the batteries. If you can't remove the batteries, then we can't take them. They need to be taken to a recyclable center. And then pet medications as well. We all have pets. Our pets get sick. We take our pets to the doctors too. If you don't use up the pet medications, bring that stuff in too, and we'll dispose of that as well.
Mm-hmm. And yep. Some things that are no-nos?
Yeah, so what we can't take are aerosol cans. So we can't take anything that could possibly combust, right? Anything with blood or bodily fluids on them, please don't bring that stuff in. Again, batteries. We can't take batteries. Cosmetic, eyeglasses, household waste. We can't dispose of those things. Iodine containing medication. So if the medication have iodine in them, there's some sort of chemical reaction that can happen. So we need to dispose of those properly, and there should be instructions on those types of medications. Thermostats. Again, vapes that have the batteries in them, we can't take those. And then any type of personal care products, you can dispose of those just in your regular household trash. So it just helps with the weight side of things, and things get really heavy if you start bringing in that stuff.
The important thing is to bring it back in, and like if I bring something in, you're not going to be standing over me like, "Nee, where did you get that?"
Nope.
I mean, it's not
exactly.
No questions asked, right?
Yep, exactly. And if you have a good quantity of medications, maybe a loved one has just passed away or something like that, and grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, whatever it might be, had a lot of medications. If you just want to take those, dump them into a gallon Ziploc bag. Zip them up, bring those in, because we're probably going to give you the pill bottles back anyways, because they might have some personal identifying information on those, and you should dispose of those properly, peel the labels, throw those away, shred them, do whatever. So if you want to save a step, once you get there, toss everything into a Ziploc bag, bring that stuff in, and then that whole bag can just drop right into the box. And no questions asked. Just bring it in, drop it in. We're not gonna interrogate you. That's for sure.
So you should dump them out. Even if you don't, you can do them right there.
Yep,
too,
we can do it right there as well. Yep, and usually I have an officer and a volunteer that's there. They'll help you out. They'll give you instructions. Very, very kind, friendly people. Nothing too scary.
Good. Let's talk about some other things. How's it going in the city? Anything
sure.
You'd like to talk about?
City's going good. I like to put out there that we did just hire a new officer. So Officer Emma Bloom comes to us from Lancaster Police Department. She's got about 3 years of experience. She was just recently sworn in and hired. She's in the first couple of weeks of her field training. So we have a field training program at the police department where she'll train for about 14 weeks with a couple officers in our department that are certified field training officers. And she'll get to know the city. She'll get to know the paperwork and the procedures and how we do things here. But I feel she's going to be a great fit, and she'll serve the community probably sometime in January on her own finally, and get running out there in the thick of things.
So does she do like a ride along for a while, or how does that work?
Yeah, so she's actually doing the driving. She's in the squad car, but she has a training officer with her at all times. Lieutenant Moe and Officer Deidelhoff are our two field training officers. So she'll be with them, kind of stuck on their hips, but. She's the lead officer. She handles the calls. She takes the calls. She talks to the citizens. The field training officer is there just in case she's got questions or, has something else pop up that maybe she hasn't handled before. And then to make sure the paperwork's done properly, because unfortunately we all have to do the paperwork side of things. And our paperwork might be a little bit different than what she's used to at her other department. So she's kind of the lead, but she has a mentor, so to speak, there the whole entire time. So
it'll be nice to meet her then. Does that help fill some more shifts for you?
Absolutely. We've been a little short the last couple months. We've had some injuries on the department. We've had a new addition to our department. Officer Isaacson just became a mother for the first time. So she was off on maternity leave for a little while. So we've had some gaps, and we've been down an officer for about 8 months or so. We really are glad that she accepted the position, and pretty soon she'll be filling shifts full time and providing services to the City of Richland Center.
Absolutely, and you do help out in the county level too sometimes.
Absolutely, we assist the county. The county assists us in a lot of things too. We have a really really good working relationship. Sheriff Porter and myself kind of grew up together in the departments. He's a little younger than I am, but we did a lot of work together on night shift and evening shifts when he was on patrol and I was on patrol. And I think that relationship just has continued to grow amongst the younger officers as we develop them and they grow up and they continue to assist and work together in our law enforcement community, because I mean honestly we're out there doing trying to do the same things and serve our community and provide the best police services the county and the city can provide.
You were on the injured reserve list there for a little bit, weren't you?
I was, yeah, I was. But good things is I can still do the desk work. Yep, with a bum knee.
But you're getting back to speed, though, aren't you?
I am. I'm pretty close to full speed again. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Good to have you back in full strength.
Yeah, so. I appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And you had a house fire in the city this week, but it sounds like
Unfortunately, yep, we did have a house fire. I can't comment on the cause right now. The Richland Fire Department did a great job. Officers did a great job. The county actually assisted us with traffic control and control over the city or over the fire incident. Fortunately, nobody was injured, and the homeowners are probably going to have a rough time for a little bit. I think there's a GoFundMe page out there. So if any of the listeners are thinking about how can I help, I think there is a GoFundMe page for that, for those homeowners. They'll probably need some things, and it'd be a long haul, but I think they'll do okay. So.
Right. Well, it certainly could have been a lot worse.
So absolutely.
Good to hear.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. It's always, yep. Especially at that time of night. But the homeowners were at work, so nobody was home at the time.
So the hours for the drug take back day.
Bill. Yeah. So 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Again, 470 South Main Street, which is the Richland Center Police Department. Usually, depending on weather, sometimes we set up just outside the front doors. But if it's kind of chilly, maybe windy, we'll take it right into the little lobby atrium area that we have right there. And there's usually just a booth, a couple volunteers, a table, and a couple cardboard boxes. Stop on in. If it's raining, we'll be inside. If the weather's a little chilly, we'll be inside. But otherwise, we'll probably be right out in front of the police department right there. So, 10 to 2, bring them on in and drop them off as you're passing through.
And getting ready for Pumpkin Fest.
Absolutely.
Know?
That is correct. Yeah, that should be a great event. I actually saw them setting up some stuff this morning, and it looks like it's going to be a really fun time.
They have quite a few pumpkins, jack-o'-lanterns?
I didn't see too many pumpkins yet, but there were some people dropping some stuff off and setting up some props in the courthouse on the courthouse lawn there. So I'm guessing by this afternoon we'll see a lot of jack-o'-lanterns running around over
Sounds
there.
Sounds good. Yeah. It's going to be good weather, too.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be beautiful.
Yep.
Fall in Wisconsin.
No excuses to not get out and be a part of what's
going on. And enjoy
it. You bet.
Yep.
Well, we appreciate you coming in, Billy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yep. Yeah.
Every time.
Chief Julie Jones joining us here on WRCO. Again, the Drug Take Back Day is coming up Saturday here in Richland Center and across the state and across the country.
We know exactly what you're not thinking about right now. Wiper blades. But now that you are, take a moment to think about how Rain-X is the number one brand of wiper blades in America. Why? Because Rain-X thinks about wiper blades all the time. We obsess, so you don't have to. Simply install our blades and then think about literally anything else. So choose Rain-X, America's number one wiper blades, and then go back to not thinking about wiper blades. Rain-X. Outsmart the elements.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh is here. Breathe easier this season. Buy three, get one free on Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filters. Stock up on Rust-Oleum Stop Rust Custom 5-in-1 Spray Enamel. The more you buy, the more you save. Upgrade your garage or workshop with select shelving units at $59.99 and keep things tidy with the Brute 32-gallon commercial-grade trash can for only $34.99. Stop in at Ace of Across, Muscadet, or Richland Center. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a workplace. It's part of your community. Their team includes coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMTs. People who live, work, and volunteer right here at home. Rockwell is proud to serve and support their neighbors every day, both on and off the job. Now, they'd like to connect even more with local organizations. If you're part of a nonprofit or 501c3 and have volunteer or donation opportunities, Rockwell Automation would love to partner with you. To learn more or get involved, give them a call. 647-9400. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community and dedicated to making a difference.
Our morning show continues today on WRCO. We're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about the upcoming event at Riverdale Drama Department, hosting the District 10 One-Act Festival, coming up already tomorrow. And Riverdale director, one of the directors, Chris Simonson, is here. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Phil.
Didn't have to go far to find you today.
Did not have to go far. I was next door playing Rubber Ducky by Ernie.
So, sorry to take you away
from
the hard work that you were putting in.
That's okay.
Well, tell me about your Riverdale drama group and how it's going this year.
It's going well. It's going well. We've got a group of good kids, 18 or 19 kids in the show this year with some new faces as a result of some graduation last year and some freshmen who wouldn't have been eligible to do it last year, and some new kids who wanted to get involved for the first time. So that's been nice to have that good infusion of new blood.
And you have to pick a play from time to time that, you know, I guess you want to involve as many as you can, but are people involved whether they're on stage or not?
That's right. I mean, anytime anyone wants to be on stage, Catherine and I will do our best to get them on stage because, as you know, there are a lot of people who are not fond of speaking in public. And we've had actors in the past who are more than happy to do the radio show. They would love to get their voice on radio, but the minute you get them in front of real people, they don't want to do that. Let me run the lights, let me do the sound. So yeah, I think it's important to get kids on stage if they want to be on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you're kind of a semi or a quarter retired, but
yeah.
But why do you keep doing this and helping to coach?
Well, I enjoy working with the kids. I miss being in the band room and working with the kids. It's all the peripheral stuff that I knew I was about finished with when I stepped away. And I've got enough other things on my plate. Fortunately, working here at the radio station has been one of them. Being a pastor at Blue River and Avoca is another. But I enjoy working with the kids, and I know just how important things like music and theater are, especially to the ones that don't really seem to fit in elsewhere. You know, I'm sure you're aware, working, you know, doing some theater stuff yourself, there are times when you see people that are involved on stage that you would swear they that's where they shine. That's where they feel best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see sometimes people that you mentioned, maybe they're a little bit shy and uncomfortable off stage, and then they get on stage and it's like, where did that come from?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Kurt Thompson, every few years, will come up to me laughing and saying, I had no idea that kid could even talk. They won't say anything in class. They're polite. They're getting A's and B's. But get them on stage, and they're somebody else. So, yeah.
Tell me about the production Andromeda's Galaxy.
Andromeda's Galaxy is a play by Alan Hanel. We did it about 15 years ago. Andromeda Jones is this gal who is named by her parents. Her parents were big science fiction fanatics, as was Mrs. McAfee, her daycare person, and they would play Star Trek characters, you know, all day long at daycare. And so Andromeda was raised in this type of a family with that real love for Star Trek. And what happens is, as Anne, as she is called on stage through the play, because the grandmother says, drop the Andromeda or you're going to lose your inheritance. So Anne, as she is going through things on stage and explaining her life in high school and the different things that are happening, her inner monologue takes place on the bridge of something like the Starship Enterprise. So the angst that she feels is being mirrored by the crew, by the Captain Meta, part of the Andromeda, you know, is in charge, and there are other characters. So working her way through life as a high school student, they are her internal monologue.
People from the area can go and watch it tomorrow, Chris.
Absolutely. Our production is at noon at the Little Theater at Riverdale High School. Prior to that, at 11 o'clock, Brookwood is bringing down their play, Greek Mythology Olympiaganza, directed by Kim Knopfsinger up there at Brookwood. And that's a fun show. Kids saw that script last year at State, done by a different school where you have your Greek gods and demigods, and they're going through a lot of myths and stories and things like that, all in rapid fire succession, to try to get through, you know, Hercules cleaning the barns and other things happening. So they'll be putting on their show at 11. Our show, Andromeda's Galaxy, is at noon in the Little Theater of the high school, and there is no charge for the public to come and see this.
And is this going to be judged? How does this this festival work then?
Yes, good question. There are three judges at every level, and at this level, we have a stop or advance. And the judges look at their rubric with the five different categories and determine, yes, this isn't quite a finished product yet. This isn't perfect yet. We're hoping for that in 2 weeks at the sectional festival. But they answer the questions on the rubric. Are they showing signs of work? Are the characters present? Are they speaking clearly? How are the costumes and the stage? Is there evidence of directing and understanding of the script? Those type of things. And at this level, we need to show that we are working in the right direction. And then 2 weeks from now, if we advance, that would be at DeForest High School. And then it's this must be a finished product before it can go on to State.
And then the State is where?
State is, excellent question. I think we're at Stevens Point this year. Okay. I think it moves from year to year. I think I think it's Stevens Point.
You get to use the same play for all levels then if you make it that far.
That's correct. That's correct.
I remember the old days of forensics. I was in storytelling, and you had to write a different one every single level. That made it kind of tough.
Right. So. Yeah, it did. When I did poetry reading my first year in forensics, yeah, you had to pick new poems at every level. Well, here are your poems now, Chris. Oh, okay. So, yeah, that a little terrifying.
Put the pressure on.
Yeah.
So it's a good participation, it sounds like. Do you have quite a few seniors on the club this year?
We do. We have five seniors in the bunch, and if I try to name them, I'll forget somebody. But yeah, we do have five seniors. We mentioned that last night. But yeah, the seniors are providing good leadership. They're doing a nice job. And the new kids, the first timers to the one act, a number of them have been in the spring plays, but the first timers to the one act have stepped up and have worked very hard.
That's tomorrow, and there's no school at Riverdale. Is that correct?
Correct. Tomorrow's a day off, which worked very well because had it been on Saturday, then we're going up against sectional cross country and regional final volleyball that evening and those sort of things. So it was very fortuitous that we didn't have school on Friday.
Well, good luck with it, Chris.
Thanks very much, Phil. Thanks for bringing me in.
Good to hear about it. That's coming up tomorrow. Riverdale Drama Department hosting the District 10 One Act Festival at Riverdale, and again, performances at 11 and noon.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our Diabetes Education and Care team.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide